It's news, views, and commentaries from the D-Town Tigers dugout on DTownTigers.com.
First of all, before I get started, I want to thank you for looking into DTownTigers.com. My name is Skip, and in the inaugural edition of this, the D-Town Tigers dugout, I'm calling it The Trouble with Third Base and How to Get Into It. Now, during an offseason workout, Tigers catcher and designated hitter Victor Martinez tore his ACL and required surgery. It was expected that, as a result, he would miss the entire 2012 baseball season. The Tigers began looking for ways to replace his bat, which was an important piece of the 2011 puzzle that helped get them their first Central Division title. They found his replacement in the yet unsigned former first baseman with the Milwaukee Brewers, Prince Fielder. Now, when the Tigers signed Prince back in January, it seemed, at least momentarily, that all of the problems had been solved, and many of them were. However, it also created other issues. Fielder's defensive forte is as a first baseman. Unfortunately, it is also slugger Miguel Cabrera's position, and it has been since shortly after his debut with the Tigers in 2008. So, how to handle the conflict became priority number one. Before his arrival in Detroit as a Marlin, Cabrera had seen some time in left field. However, he spent the majority of his playing time as a third baseman. The problem was that Cabrera wasn't very handy in the hot corner. When he arrived in Detroit, fans weren't too pleased to find out that he wasn't as good defensively as former third baseman Brandon Inge. The Tigers fan base had become accustomed to watching Inge consistently make stellar plays. So as a result of his ineffectiveness, Cabrera became a first baseman. Now, with Prince sporting the old English D, the Tigers have moved Cabrera back over to third base and nudged Brandon Inge and his anemic bat out of a starting role. The big question is, can Miggy handle playing at third? The Tigers have made it a point to push home the notion that he will be the team's regular third baseman. He showed up to camp lighter and ready to show everyone that he could excel in his new role. And how has he done? Well, so far this spring, he's made only one error, and he seems to be handling the transition to the other side of the diamond pretty well. But where has that left Brandon Inge? Inge is now competing for the starting position at second base. Now, there's no doubt that he can handle second easily. The problem is his low batting average and high strikeout rate. Tigers manager Jim Leland has said that the winner of the starting role will need a decent bat. So how is he doing? Brandon's main competition is teammate Ryan Rayburn. So far, Inge has had 6 hits and 29 at-bats for a .207 average. Rayburn, on the other hand, has 11 hits and 24 at-bats for a .458 average, and he has driven in 16 runs. Most likely, Rayburn will get the starting role and Inge will be on the Tigers' bench. But between questions that still linger about Miggy's prowess at third and Rayburn's occasional defensive lapses, there will be a Tigers' Achilles heel on the left side of the infield. The hope is that the bigger bats at the plate will be enough to overcome those expected hits that will drop in. Thanks again for looking into DTownTigers.com, and remember that you can find D-Town Tigers on Facebook and Twitter.
The D-Town Tigers Dugout Report is an exclusive feature found only on DTownTigers.com.